Storytel presents The Brothers by Margit Sanemo, part 30 in Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family, the women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Nobody in the world could have been lonelier than young Henning Lind of the Ice People when he returned home to the empty house at Linden Avenue on that ice-cold morning in March 1861. Silvery shimmering ice crystals and a flickering layer of white frost covered grass, shrubs, and outhouses. Steam came out of the horse's muzzle as it trudged into the courtyard. Henning, who was 11 years old, could feel the stiffness in every fiber of his body. The lack of expression on his face reflected the fact that he felt completely paralyzed inside. He couldn't think. Didn't dare to. Didn't dare to think of the future before him. He just had to live in the now, act, and not speculate. He had his precious cargo in the gig. Saga's newborn, orphaned twins, Marco and Ulvar. The farm was very quiet. No one was there to welcome him. Perhaps no one else would ever come home there anymore. No, he mustn't think now. The babies. They had to be taken indoors. That was the most important thing. During his short life, Henning had learned more about hardship than most adults, and he feared that he would need all the energy and resourcefulness that life had taught him. He jumped down from the gig and lifted up one of the babies. It whimpered softly inside the blanket, which was still nice and warm. Without that warmth, the little ones would never have survived the night journey. Henning saw that he was holding Marco, the dark, remarkably handsome one. They were so different. He held the infant securely as he fetched the key from its hiding place in the wall. 24 hours had passed since he and Saga had left the farm to meet his parents, and what a lot had happened during that time. One day, a night, had felt like a whole year of violent events. The door stood wide open. The house was cold inside.
"You mustn't be afraid," he said in his innocent child's voice. "Henning will soon make this place nice and warm for you."
Henning laid Marco in his parents' big double bed with the high sides. He gulped and hurried outside again. He had wiped away his tears a long while ago. Now there was no time for them. But although he had banned himself from thinking, he couldn't prevent his brain from working. Completely independently of his will, it thought about what had happened. Yesterday afternoon, Saga and I learned...